Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
It is a Slacker and Steve tradition to take a holiday that everybody celebrates something, and just before the holiday happens, we tear the same thing down.
Yes, that is so what we do.
It's what we do. So just before Mother's Day, we talk about crappy moms.
We do.
And with this weekend being
Father's Day.
Well, it's time to talk about bad dads.
Bad dad.
You got a bad dad, you are a bad dad.
Bad dad.
Bad dad. We want some bad dad stories. Here's one. A dad in Pennsylvania stole his son's identity.
Well, the kid wouldn't have an identity without the dad. So I just see.
Oh, my God.
Plus, the kid is a kid. He doesn't know any different. So
he's only six.
Yeah, I know.
But the dad used his Social Security number and racked up over $120,000 in debt.
Okay, question.
I don't like your tone, but yes.
When's the last time you were short of change or a couple bucks and you ran to your kid's piggy bank and you busted into it and you, I'll replace this money soon? Probably $120,000 worth over the kid's lifetime. Yes.
No.
You won't do
it. I know for a fact I owe my daughter $20 right now.
Huh.
Because I didn't have any money to give to Powerball Pete.
Oh, you stole
it. And I had been carrying around a 20 for her that she wanted to spend next time we went out. So.
Okay. So let's say we would have hit the
That's not the same damn thing.
Oh, exactly. And if we would have hit the Powerball, it was her money gambling that kind of got us profit.
Yeah, she bought you in too.
Oh, I love that. So
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Then it's okay. Then it's
You're not really saying raiding their piggy bank for a little babysitting money when you forgot to hit the ATM on your way home is the same as stealing their identity and racking up 120 grand in debt.
I bet you he promised to put all that money back and undo the bag at one point in time. Just like, yo.
Son, I know you don't understand mutual funds, but daddy's had a crappy week.
See?
But I'm going to put it all back.
I'll make it up to you.
It's going
to
be fine somehow. I don't know how.
Grand.
But I'm hoping it's going to be fine. All right, so that's one example of a bad dad.
Well,
another dad stole his daughter's Girl Scout. It doesn't have to just be money related, by the way.
Okay.
And I think we talked about this story when it happened. He stole his daughter's Girl Scout money.
Borrowed. He was going to replace it.
And then went and got an erotic massage, you know, happy ending.
Woo. Yeah, needs. Yeah, he had priorities.
And then instead of just owning it and saying he was going to give it back, he faked a burglary.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, he went ahead. He did the
$700 she had sold in Girl Scout cookies.
The lengths he went for his daughter, that's a good dad.
The lengths he went for himself to have an erotic massage.
He did all that for her.
Oh my God, honey, do you know how hard it was to ransack my own house after having a happy ending?
The energy I
you know,
had.
I was all tired and sleepy. To have to go through all that.
I bet that daughter wanted her dad to be happy, though. I bet you if he would have asked, do you want your dad to be happy, honey? And she said yes. Boom.
I'm going to ask you to just you're not going to do this on all these stories. Like when they call and say, my dad was horrible. By the way, if your dad was like genuinely a horrible person, I don't think we want those. We want bad dad, but in the funny kind of way.
Yes.
Like he did those things where it's like, don't tell mom after you guys had ridden your dirt bikes off the edge of a cliff. He's like, here's the story. We're going to say there was ninjas and
stuff.
We want kind of bad dads.
Yes.
So if you got a bad dad story, we need you to call. Here's another one. An intoxicated and angry father set fire to the home of his two daughters and grandchild following a drunken confrontation with the women over their choice of men.
Okay, that guy might be a little over the line now.
The fire is what? Show me the point where this guy finally crossed the line.
Well, he taught him how to survive in a fire skills. So it's
not like he's like, this is not a drill.
Yes.
This is not a drill. Here's a more fun one.
Okay.
Here's a bad dad. He used his 5-year-old daughter to be the porch pirate.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
What are you going to do to her? Nothing.
Honey, look, if I go up, they're going to ID me from my mugshot. So you go up, look confused, grab the package from Amazon, Bring it back to Daddy's minivan. With the wolf howling on the side.
Dude, that's actually brilliant.
There's been plenty of dads who've used their children as props.
That's what they're there for.
In thieveries.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has been captured and he's going to jail for a little bit.
Oh, man.
Let's see. Dad and daughter fined $4 million for stealing the winning lottery ticket.
Oh, it brought them together.
This is another one where dad's like bringing his child into crime. yeah, they ran a convenience store in Toronto where... I guess the person came in with a winning lottery ticket and he's like, you do this, I do that, you tell them it's not a winner, and then we get the money.
Oh, smart.
Yeah.
They got busted though?
They did get busted. And they had to pay back the winnings to the actual winner plus interest. Womp, womp, womp.
Well, that a lot of harm, no foul.
Yeah, but he taught the daughter finances in the middle of all that.
See, plus the winner got their money eventually.
Yes, and the daughter is now in jail with the dad.
But it brought them together, the mother, the father,
yes.
Daughter.
Now they all get to visit together in the yard.
Dad, how much can you bitch?
All right, well, be it criminality or just weird.
Semi-bad dad.
Yes, not all the way bad, but just the funny Slacker and Steve version of a bad dad. If you've got one, we want to hear your story. Shannon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad dad.
Hi.
Hi.
So my daughter, or well, it's actually all my kids' dad, got a tattoo gun for Christmas because he wanted to be a tattoo artist. And I came home from school one day and my 12-year-old daughter is tattooed along with his children.
He practiced on her.
He practiced on her. Absolutely. And the other kids.
Like a huge back tat or a huge sleeved
up. She's got eagle's wings and then...
No, it was just their names, thank goodness. So, like,
he tattooed a 12-year-old.
Her name on her skin?
My 12-year-old. Her name on her skin.
Why would I?
On her ankle.
I know my own damn name. I think of all things I'm going to get tattooed on myself. It's not going to be. Right. Was that the beginning of the end?
You'll never
then?
Forget.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Was that the end of your relationship then?
Well, yeah, pretty much after that. I mean, there was other things, but yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
But my daughter absolutely loves tattoos and is full of them now.
Yeah, because he got her started. It's like the Joe Camel of tattoos.
He got her started. Like, turn her into a tattoo addict at 12 years old.
Wow. Yeah, that's a...
That's a different type of dad.
It's different, to be sure. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Shannon. Maddie?
Yay!
Bad dad.
So, when I was about 6 years old, my dad bought me the movie Signs. And he knew.
Oh my God! Are you serious?
Which one was that?
Oh yeah,
it's
the one about aliens.
Oh, the
M. Night Shyamalan. And yes,
it's about crop circles.
No, but it's like, dude, there's some serious death and distress. She was six, dude.
Oh, okay.
That's a pretty heavy. Like that movie when the aliens in the like living room and the baseball bats him. That's yes. I still think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So terrifying. So he knew I was scared of it. So a couple of weeks later, he had me go up. He had me help him take down the Christmas lights off the roof. Okay. And I was on the bottom, and I hear this big thunk. And he's like, oh, my gosh, look what just fell from the sky. And it was like this rock egg thing. So he's like, let's go inside and open it up. So we go inside, and he has like this chisel set already there. I should have known. But we start cracking open the egg, and inside was this little alien. And what happens is all of a sudden the little alien proceeds to start killing my dad in front of me, and he had fake blood and everything.
Nice.
You're six.
Your dad rocks.
Oh my That's the worst.
That's
dad
fun.
Ever. You can do that to a 15-year-old man. You are ruining us. Oh my
Maddie
God.
Maddie sounds very well adjusted.
No, she sounds like she's had a crap ton of therapy.
Oh yeah. To this day, I don't look up at the source.
Oh, that's a small price to pay for a little fun between us.
Oh my God, Maddie, that absolutely sucks. Thank you for the call. Brittany.
Yay.
Bad dad.
Hey, yeah. So my dad on my 16th birthday brought home a car, had me come out, look at it, asked me how I liked it, literally sat down in the driver's seat when he told me that it was for him. And that if I was lucky, I would get to drive it.
On your 16th birthday. Let you. Oh,
that's perfect.
That's so not.
That's such a dick.
just strung you along.
It was a like 2009 Ford Taurus or something, but like still, it was my 16th birthday, so it was pretty.
Yeah, the timing of that is
maybe someday, honey, yeah, you'll be able to drive
a sweet Taurus.
Not this one, mind you. But
oh my God, Brittany, your dad is
awesome.
Bad. Thank you, Toby.
Yay!
Bad dad.
Yeah, it was me being the bad dad. My oldest son, we gave him his first car from grandma, and he felt really bad because his hood got damaged, got dented in,
okay,
and he didn't tell me for a while, and I finally asked him about it, and I finally told him now at 28 years old that it was me having relations with the girl on his car. It wasn't him that dented it.
OMG!
You let him feel the guilt of your butt print on the car.
Heck yeah!
Stop cheering these guys!
Wow, nice.
Wow.
Yes.
I would have to get rid of the car at that point.
Yes.
He ended up blowing the engine in and everything, and it was gone. It was a new car. I bought him another nice car because I felt bad, and I bought him a nice turbo Jetta.
Just keep your butt cooties off of this one.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's a good idea to stop, like, relating on your kids' cars. Thank you. That's a good note for me, I think.
That's awesome.
Sherry.
Yay.
Bad dad.
My best friend's dad we would stay the night at his house, and he used to crash weddings so we didn't have to pay for dinner.
Wait.
He would dress you guys up and take you to weddings.
Yeah, we'd stop at the local thrift store, and he'd get us nylons and
all this for chicken or fish.
I specifically ordered the steak!
We got to dance, we got dessert, we got really good dinner, and then, yeah.
And then you bounced.
You gotta respect that.
I hate to say it, but this is the first time I'm with you, Steve.
Yes.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.